Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, you guys, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
What?
I'm going to go to the movies and take my kids to see Cars 3. And everybody's talking about Lightning McQueen being the star of the show.
Nuh-uh.
No, Mater is the star of the show. That's why we have Larry the Cable Guy on with us right now.
That's Mr. the Cable Guy to you.
How you doing, Larry?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm in New York City. We're promoting Cars 3. I just freaked out. I just got a text from Anthony Weiner, but I'm scared to look at it.
Hey, Larry, do you get nudes, selfies from fans? Boy
fans. You know what? I do not. However, somebody released a naked picture of me on the internet last year.
They did?
Really?
Yeah, the weird thing was, though, it come from one of those late night overhead traffic cameras.
Yeah, Larry, I think that's the police department sending it to you, dude.
I must have been on a midnight Arby's run or something. I'll do anything for Arby's. That's delicious. Yeah, but no, it's pretty fun. You know, I don't get to New York too much, but this is the best time of year to come, though, because you don't have to watch the Jets. So that's always a positive about being in New York, but there's always so much to do. You know, I'm trying to pee in every alley, so.
Well, good luck, Doug.
Stay hydrated.
How do those Yankees treat a good old Southern boy like yourself?
You know what? It's in all honesty, it's really nice. You know, people are very friendly here. Some people don't like to make eye contact with me because they think they're scared of me.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny. You get on the subway here, and it says if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I'm going, well, I'm looking at all kinds of crap. I don't know what the hell it is.
You don't know what to say.
I'd turn everybody in if it was up to me.
You really ride the subway?
Well, yeah. I got friends who live here, so.
You do?
I'm not a big subway guy, but unless I'm eating one. yeah, every now and then I'll take it. You got to take it at least once or twice for the experience of being in New York.
Yeah.
I like New York for 3 days, and then that's about it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm sure it helps you quite a bit with your comedy because there's so much to observe out there, right?
There's a lot going on. A lot going on. Normally, I don't get to New York until Fashion Week.
are you rocking the sleeveless shirt today, Larry, like always?
Well, yeah, I'm wearing a sleeveless Mater shirt.
Always promoting.
You know me, I'm into the fashion.
Always promoting. Where do you normally live? Where do you call home?
You know what? I was born in southeast Nebraska. I grew up on a pig farm in the town of 1200. And I wanted to be a cattle auctioneer when I grew up. And then when I was 15, my dad moved us all down to Florida. So I grew up pretty much in Florida, and that's where I started doing comedy. I went to college in Georgia for a couple of years.
Baptist University of America?
That's it, BUA.
I think, introduced a couple of friends of mine who got married, I think.
What?
I always say that.
Larry the Matchmaker?
I think so. I can't remember. Oh, God, I'm going blank. Because I went to Florence Christian School, and a bunch of our kids went to Baptist University of America, which unfortunately has closed its doors.
In Florence, South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm from Florence, and my friends went to...
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Mark and Amy.
Mark and Amy. There you go. Yeah.
Mark and Amy.
How awesome is that? I was just with Mark and Amy. I just did a show in Idaho, and they came out.
It's Harold. Mark Harrell?
No. No, Mark Green.
Mark Green.
Oh, yeah, how could you forget Mark Green?
I went to school.
I think it was Amy Harrell.
Amy Harrell. I knew it was a Harrell.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to Florence Christian, and a lot of our kids went there, and I almost went to Baptist University, but I went to Liberty instead.
Wait, so how did he match make
them? Liberty.
I did. I graduated 84, so I was there in 84.
You have a habit of setting people up?
Yeah, he was a matchmaker.
How'd you do
it? I was. I said, hey, there's three couples there I set up. I remember three of them that are married now and got kids and all the deal. See, if you would have went to BUA, we'd have probably got married.
I could be Mrs. Wow. the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Yes, Kelly,
wow.
Kelly the Cable Guy.
Larry, do you ever watch Netflix?
What does that have to do with me?
You know what? No, I do. I'm on Netflix. Jeff and I got our special on Netflix.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were, like, exclusively cable.
Right.
That's
where I was
going
with
saying.
That.
Well, that's, I don't know really anything
about
cable.
Is that a bad
cable.
Joke?
Larry.
was a bad
how, thing to come up with.
How come DirecTV hasn't come at Larry and done the, this right. is Larry from DirecTV mm-hmm. and Larry the Cable Guy?
Hey, you know what? I'm with you. I say the same thing. I tell my manager all the time. I go, who is better to do a DirecTV commercial than Larry the Cable Guy?
Right?
Yeah, it's yeah. perfect.
Tell your manager he sucks.
Well, you know what? DirecTV's a bunch of uptight snobs. That's why. They think people want to watch DirecTV because they got Rob Lowe doing the commercials. Nobody gives two craps about Rob Lowe.
No, right. He's too damn pretty, Larry. That's what I'm thinking.
How much DirecTV would they sell if I came on and said, I'm Larry the Cable Guy, and I'm switching to DirecTV?
Oh, my wow. gosh.
Yeah, that's big.
And then from then on, toured as Larry the DirecTV Guy.
You do it. I know you do it.
I know
you're
you
all about the Benjamins.
How much money would that cost DirecTV, Larry?
Quite a bit, because they've angered me because they didn't do it. So if they want that idea now, if they want to pull me away from the Dish Network, they better cough it up.
That's right, buddy.
Or I'll be Larry the Dish Network guy.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right. You know, it's funny. You know, I used to do, I remember the first commercial I ever done was Nutrisystem commercials.
Really?
I did them in 2005 with Dan Marino.
And, yes, I remember.
I think I'm the only guy that ever went from doing Nutrisystem commercials to heartburn medication. Oh, my gosh. I'm about 8 pounds away from a sleep apnea commercial.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're going to get a Larry the Viagra guy commercial coming up.
Hey, pay enough, I'll do stool softener. I don't care.
Gotta draw the line at that.
Hey, people can make fun of you all you want to. Ha ha, there's a guy that does stool softener commercials. Yeah, I know, I'm an idiot. Excuse me, will I fly out of here on my private jet?
Right. That is absolutely right.
Private
jet
stool
with poop stains all over the seat.
Please get an adult diaper commercial, you're fine.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
I just made myself laugh.
That's funny. That's funny, Larry. That's good stuff, man.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
I know that's right.
That is damn funny.
The poop jet.
But I always wonder, those commercials, like you see that girl in that Viagra commercial.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's beautiful. She's wearing these sexy pajamas, and she's like, Viagra, call your... Well, if I was married to you, I probably wouldn't need it.
Very good point. So you're saying that the guy that invented Viagra probably has a jacked up wife.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Larry, we were just down in Miami, yeah. and the biggest home on Star Island belongs to the man who invented that little pill.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people use it. I know that. I
it
don't need
It would make
to.
Sense he'd have the biggest to. House.
Because my wife's hot, so.
Yes,
yeah, that's
is.
Right, buddy.
My wife's 14 years younger than me.
Really? How'd you land that?
Huh?
How'd you land that?
The poop jet.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget when she told me her age for the first time. I almost choked on my pizza and dropped my game tokens. Let me tell you, you know what the bad thing is about being married to somebody younger than you?
What?
Nothing. Not a thing.
Word.
I think my only complaint is the making love at the nights, because, you know, she's younger than you.
Yeah, she has energy.
So it's like, yeah, it's like, come on, baby, slow down. You know, this ain't a prison visit here. Come on now. We'll be here all week.
So Cars is family friendly.
Well, no, yeah, that movie is, but we ain't talking about that right now.
Screw the movie. Let's just do some comedy.
We got off on a whole different subject.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the movie because Cars 3 is back. And Larry, you guys are getting a lot of love for this movie. They're saying it's just as good as the first one.
Or better.
No, they're saying it's even better than the first one.
Yeah.
I like them all.
And nobody's talking about the second one.
Do what?
Nobody's talking about the second one. What about the second one?
Well, here's the thing. The second one was, my kids loved the second one. Everybody that I know has got kids loved the second one. The critics didn't like the second one because it was for kids.
Yeah. I get it, yeah.
You know, Mater Tales was awesome. Kids loved Mater Tales, so they made a whole movie about Mater Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got these critics going to the movie, and they're mad because it's for kids. And my question to them is, it's a cartoon, dude. You know?
Good point.
Sorry, that wasn't really a question.
I made a movie. You know, because I got a jaw because you're an adult. So anyway, so this third one, you know, they kind of went back to the they went back to the more heartfelt storyline. They wanted, and well, they wanted to do it anyway because it's more of a sequel to the first movie. The second one was a little detour into, you know, into Mater's little Mater's fantasy land when he did all those short movies. And so this third movie wraps up that first movie, and they do it in such a good way, and it's exciting, and it's heartwarming, and it tears you up in a couple of places. And by the end of the movie, I mean, I saw it with about 3,000 people at the premiere and invited guests and stuff, and the last 10 minutes, everybody was clapping and laughing. I mean, it was a feel-good movie, so I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Well, it's 11 years since the first Cars movie.
Unbelievable.
It's made over $1 billion worldwide, wow. And now we got the third one. Go check it out this week, and it's getting a lot of love. Rotten Tomatoes said that it's fresh, and Mater is in the movie, and we all know that's the star.
Larry the Stool Softener guy.
You know what's crazy? There's one of them guys that said I was older. Mater was only in it for, like, 20 seconds, and I'm thinking, well, what movie did he go to? Because kids love Mater. Obviously, he's going to be, he's all throughout the movie, and he it's hilarious. So I think people are going to, anyway, the kids that love Mater are going to love him.
Perfect.
All right.
Hey, Larry,
awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, man, and being so hilarious. You made my day.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you when we do Cars 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's right, man.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Either that or when I'm doing stool softener commercials.
There you go. Either way, dog, we'll have you on.
Well, that's Larry the Stool Softener right there. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Get her done,
baby.
I love him.
He's funny.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20 minutes away from having you call in for that $1,000. And you'll be feeling good once you do that.
Right?
Let's get to it here.
And that should make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Real quick, I was talking to Nick, the producer, about the Star Wars thing you were talking about, Kelly, how some celebrities dress up as stormtroopers. Daniel Craig did it. Prince Harry and William were stormtroopers.
Wow,
really?
Isn't that cool? And only people on the set apparently knew that it was those two, the two princes, future king in there.
Right.
But from the text, you can text us using the same phone number if you want to get in on Feel Good Friday. Rita wrote us and said, happy Friday for me. Today I pick up my husband returning from Iraq.
Oh, that'll make you feel
good. That's definitely a Feel Good Friday right there. In a week, my husband and I are going to the Hard Rock Punta Cana. I've wanted to go ever since y'all's family vacation. So stoked. That's Kristen.
Cool.
Yay. You guys are going to have such a good time.
Yeah, you are.
I'm excited for stand-up paddleboard yoga tomorrow for the first time.
Wow. Why are they doing all these fusion classes? I guess they got to keep it exciting for
people.
Yeah,
that's right.
I still want to try the goat yoga.
You can't get in. It's booked.
Yeah, it's always booked. Bunch of goats in there.
I'm sure someone that has goats will let you come over and just let the goats climb on
you. What about our goat?
You just do
yoga with our show goat.
Justin's got to pick him up still. Kid the goat.
Poor goat.
Hopefully he's enjoying the farm life still.
Yes.
You know, that's
all that matters is that the goat's happy.
I want him to be happy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't really
be happy.
That
goat's going to be barbacoa before you know it.
Oh, man.
You're never going to meet that goat.
I would love some barbacoa right now, though. If you want to bring some. What's up, Katie?
Hey.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
I just found out that my friend that lives over in Germany that I haven't seen in 2.5 years gets to come over and visit at the end of July.
Yay!
Okay, that's
nice.
I'm so excited.
That's fun.
Yeah, we're going to go down to Florida and do a 2-week road trip around Florida. So,
How do you guys know each other?
We met actually over in Australia. We were both au pairs, which is pretty much a nanny. And
it's a fancy nanny.
I haven't seen her since then.
Au pair.
That is fun. You're going to have an awesome time. Make sure you swing by the Everglades and look for our friend Gator Bob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gator Bob's out there.
Yeah, that's one of the places we're planning on going is Everglades. So I'm so excited. I'm so happy to talk to y'all.
But when he asked you to go inside with the big 800-pound alligator, kindly decline that.
Yeah. Sawgrass Recreation Park. Yep. Sawgrass. Remember Sawgrass?
Can you
I definitely won't go near one.
Can you speak German, Katie?
No, I don't.
I suppose I am not as sophisticated as I thought I was.
That's German Kelly right there.
Oh, my goodness.
In case you need
German
some
or Russian. My name's Katie.
Hello, Katie.
All right, Katie. Well, you have fun with your German friend.
Yeah, have fun. It's cool, y'all keeping in touch.
That's German, right? Uh-huh. Guten Tag.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Right.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Harfig Nugen.
Bratwurst.
Okay. Hey, Calvin.
Fraulein.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, Calvin. What you up to, man?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great. I just got off work. I worked third shift. Been working 7 days for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to do another this week.
Uh-huh.
And pulled in the parking lot here in the house and going to drink a big Four Loko. Watermelon.
I missed the last one.
He's going to drink a Four Locos.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. That's that crazy drink, right?
Well, it's a strong drink.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You do your thing, brother.
What's your...
You're going to drink it for breakfast?
Yeah, that's what I eat. Pork chop in a can.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's
brother.
Right.
That's right. Well, it's my evening because I work third shift, so you know what I mean? That's the way it is.
All right.
So this is like your happy hour.
Yeah, it's my happy hour right now.
There you go.
And another reason I'm happy is because my YouTube channel, Calvin's Corner 72, is fixing to hit over 1,000 subscribers. So,
oh, look at you. Cool. Do you do comedy?
Yeah, I do a little comedy and just beer reviews and a lot of mail calls and stuff. People send me stuff, and I just have a lot of fun with it. I got a garden. I do all kind of stuff. Y'all, you check it out sometime.
Well, what we you know promoted another listener's Not Your Average Joe YouTube channel the other day.
He got up to 1,000.
And he got from like 200 to over 1,000. So what's your YouTube channel?
It is Calvin's Corner 72. Wow. Calvin's Corner 72.
All right.
We'll check it out, Calvin.
All right, Calvin. Enjoy your Four
Loko.
Appreciate
y'all. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
You too, sir. Have a great weekend.
I gotta go look at that.
Beer reviews?
I'm looking to drink on early in the morning.
We should send him to Funky Buddha.
Yeah, right.
In Fort Lauderdale. Judy wrote us and said, I feel good going on a road trip with four other couples to San Antonio for a Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias concert.
Ooh.
And leaving my son at San Antonio Spurs basketball camp on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Look at you. That's a good weekend right there.
Oh, his first video that pops up, warning, rated R, strong language. Calvin's Corner 72. Don't watch with the kids just yet.
So it's a rated R YouTube
channel.
Well,
this one, because he has some strong language on it. But there's other stuff. He shows you about grills and smokers, like maybe doing reviews and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad that he tells us when it's rated R.
Yeah, right.
Because if he cusses, you know, maybe he slipped up, maybe cut off a finger, I would cuss at that.
Very nice. Hey, Diana.
Hey, JC, how are you?
Doing great. Why are you feeling good?
Hey, my kiddo is the one that won the sports broadcasting camp with you guys, and he is stoked that he gets to go on Sunday, and I am pretty excited that I get a week off.
Yeah,
you do.
That's a win-win right there.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it is. So I just want to say, guys, thanks. It's all we talked about. We're going tomorrow to get him a couple of sports T-shirts and a little voice recorder, and he is so ready to go.
So fun.
You know,
send us tapes, because I'm sure they're going to give him, like, you know, souvenirs.
Oh, of course.
Oh, sure.
Or there's got to be some way we can hear how he does.
No, absolutely. I think they will. And they send us the itinerary, and I kid you not, it is jam-packed. He's going to get to do all kinds of broadcasting, you know, in front of a camera, you know, audio, voice, I mean, everything. A podcast, they're going to teach him how to do podcasts. I mean, it's pretty legit.
Wow.
Great. That's good to know.
He's going to get to meet, and he's going to get to meet Anthony Brown.
He's going to meet Anthony Brown?
Yes, he's showing up one day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're pretty stoked about it.
And you know he's also going to do play-by-play when you're just at home cleaning and stuff from now on, right?
Yeah, seriously. Not literally, like my husband and I will be in the other living room and sometimes we'll mute our TV and try to count how long it goes before he comes up for air. Because he would just, and I'm like, surely at some point he has to breathe. Because it'll be talk, 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 talk. And he's like going and announcing and just smack talking it. I'm like, oh, my God, when is this kid going to breathe?
He's going to make you money one day.
Well, that's
he's looking
awesome.
At it that way.
Yeah,
well, you guys have a great time. Enjoy your week off, Diana. He's going to come back a new man. Ooh, this one sounds good. Laura.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, next week, I'm going camping to this little island called Assateague Island. It's off the coast of Maryland. Mm. And I used to go there all the time when I was little. And there's wild ponies.
Wild ponies.
And I'm taking my kids because it was always a family tradition to go once a year
when I was little, and we're starting it up again with my kids, me and my sister and her kids. It's going to be a blast.
Can you ride the ponies?
Wonderful. No, you can't ride them. They're wild. And you're not supposed to feed them, but you know everybody does.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. It's like the.
It does sound fun, though.
Your mic's off, Jenna.
Why?
Now it's on. There you go. You went to the pig beach. So this is kind of like the pig beach, but with ponies.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds pretty fun. It's very different. It's very different. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, swimming pigs are an interesting thing to see.
I'd be scared of them, honestly. I think I'd be scared of them.
Yeah, they're wild. I told you. One just like, put its whole mouth over my mom's Coke can and just like took it down. It was like, why is my mom drinking a Coke on the beach?
Right. What's up, Tony?
Hey, man. How's it going, JC?
Going great, man. What are you feeling good?
So I feel good this Friday because as of today, I've got 2 more weeks left in Fire Academy.
Oh, there you go.
2 weeks left.
You're going to be a fireman.
Yeah.
They call me Tony.
Big Al Mac tried to be a fireman once.
I did. I took the physical agility test, passed it, but it was rough. It was probably one of the roughest things I've ever done.
What's the hardest part about doing it, Tony? What's the hardest part?
What was that?
Hardest part about trying to become a fireman?
If you got a fear of heights, that can be one of the most nerve-wracking things in the world. I think one of the hardest things we did was rescue people out of a third-story window, and that got kind of shaky at times.
Sure.
Yeah. Fire! I would say that probably the toughest thing would be you fighting off all the women trying to hook up.
the calendar shoot.
Yeah, girls love the firemen.
it would be an issue, but thankfully Wednesday was my third anniversary with my wife. So
there you go.
Oh well, congratulations! Happy belated anniversary and
congrats, man!
Congrats thanks on becoming a fireman.
Yeah,
Kelly, are you feeling good because you're going to the Metallica concert with Alan?
So good.
So excited, aren't
so
you?
Hello, I'm Alan. Good. He refuses to let me wear the hat I wanted to wear.
Which
he
is
said
what?
That's not. It's this that hat I wore in here with like the cow horns, like a longhorn hat. I love that hat. It's a little baseball hat. I thought that'd be perfect. He said no.
No hat. Not fourth row Metallica. You don't wear a baseball cap.
Well, I don't have to worry about my hair.
A lot of eyeliner, though.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what shoes to wear. I'm going to be standing.
Like boots.
I'll
go probably boots.
Yeah,
like
go flat.
Like cowboy boots?
Flat.
No. Like Doc Martens.
No.
Yeah.
Just flat boots, t-shirt, jeans, casual but
kinda,
cute.
Kind of grungy?
Cute and casual. No, I mean, I'd still put on makeup and do my hair and just, but I don't get the girls that wear heels to a concert. I don't do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'd just wear flat boots and wear your boots and jeans and a cute t-shirt or a leather jacket, that kind of thing.
I'll see what I got.
Black shirt and jeans. That's
a
good look.
This is such a huge deal to him.
I know. He's
got their lyrics tattooed on his body.
I was going to say, you might want to stop by a tattoo shop and get a tattoo on the wall.
He wants one of their lyrics. I forget which one on his tombstone. I guess I need to get that straight.
Enter. Wow.
Doesn't hurt to plan ahead.
I can't remember. I'll probably pick the wrong one and his ghost would haunt me. That wasn't it.
What's up, Dean?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Why are you feeling good?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
You getting married tomorrow?
Yeah.
To who?
Getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, how long have y'all been together? How long have y'all been together?
We're going to be together 5 years tomorrow.
5 years?
Oh, so you're the anniversary of the first date?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you propose?
I actually proposed Christmas morning. Okay. It was kind of bad, but it all worked out.
What happened?
Okay. Good.
Have to tell us.
It was kind of bad, but it worked out. What happened?
Well, I'm not a very romantic guy, so I was like, okay, I'm going to try to give the ring to my youngest child, see if he can go up to her, you know, and I'll propose. Well, he kept throwing the ring away. Then I had to run and go get the ring, and I set up a plate on the table, and I was like, baby, can you come here? And she was trying to rush and get all the kids ready and hollering. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I kind of said, when I was getting on one knee, I said, you always got to act like your mama.
Women love being compared to their mothers.
So you dissed her.
Oh my god.
Well, she said yes when they're getting married tomorrow. So
she said
that.
Yes. Did she hit you? Did you propose and then she hit you and then said yes?
I think she wanted to, but she was more surprised. Like
I actually got down on one knee.
Well, that's. I hope you have a beautiful life together.
Yeah. Dean and his wife tomorrow. There you go. Official tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Have a good day, buddy. Great weekend for you.
Yeah, man.
And Kelly's 2 weeks behind.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yep. Can't wait for my steak and chicken. So
steak
excited about
chicken.
The steak and chicken.
I'll just take steak, please.
And the dancing.
Well, there's going to be a piece of chicken
and
on your plate, too.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know.
All right, the dancing. That's fine. Let's keep the good feelings coming. Got $1,000 with Beat Shazam coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is today the day you win $1,000 by beating Shazam? Let's find out. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 7 and then take it from there. All you got to do is give us the song title of the song we play before Shazam identifies it, and you'll score $1,000. And make sure you catch Beat Shazam on Thursday nights with Jamie Foxx, who will be on the show in about 20 minutes with part-time Justin.
Nice.
But while we wait for our contestant to play Beat Shazam, Father's Day is on Sunday.
That's right.
Do not forget. Now, if you just put the palm of your hand to your face and said, oh, crap, I forgot, don't worry. We got your back. You want a gift for your dad? We got him for you. It's time for Craigslist Father's Day.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
How would you like free beehive bees inside a tree trunk?
Oh, my God.
Beehive bees?
It's just a way for a man to get this taken off his property.
Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving. Free thriving honey beehive at my home. Contact me by email or text
God.
Make arrangements.
Yeah, he called the exterminator to find out how much it was.
I've had this done. It was a lot.
If you're an exterminator who wants to practice, that's okay with me.
It was a lot of money, wasn't it, Al?
Yeah. It was a couple thousand dollars. I had them in a storage unit in the back of my house.
Yeah.
And for them to come in and do all that and take those bees away, it was expensive.
Why don't you just make Big Al's honey?
Those things are dangerous. If they attack you.
Yeah. I'm allergic, so I can't get
that. Yeah. No,
it's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Golf ball clock.
What?
Sorry, I'm stuffy. Golf ball clock.
Golf ball clock.
How about this par T? Get it? Par.
Oh, yeah.
Like a score in golf. Par and T.
Gotcha.
Like you use to tee up the ball.
Yeah.
It's a clock. It's one of a kind. Custom made. My dad made it. The wood backboard is framed with wood molding and all stained to really bring out the natural wood grain. Each bold and bright ball has been doubly secured on the wood with glue and screws. Fun and unusual functional art piece. I don't even know if the hands actually work from looking at it, but really killer. The 12 o'clock is metallic.
Oh, metallic.
And then neon balls, which I hate neon golf balls, but they're the only way I can find my golf ball.
I got a cousin in neon ball.
It's 20. It's 20 bucks cash only, please.
Not bad.
It's like a good DIY project.
Yeah.
Or buy it from Craigslist. That's
or,
what we got for you.
Hey, cheaper than buying a pack of golf balls are so expensive. I could just pop those off.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
This is an awesome and totally unique cooler. Definitely one of a kind. It'll be the hit of your summer block party. It would also make a very memorable keepsake for dear old dad who used to boogie at the disco. It's made with real glass tiles measuring 20 inches high and 66 inches around. It's a mirror ball, but it's a cooler.
Oh,
it's really
okay.
Awesome. It's never been used, and it's only
$200. $200?
What, do you want it?
Not for $200. You know what? It was $200 new.
Shame.
They're selling it for $150.
Oh, so they bought it and have never used it.
Right.
Do we know that that holds
water?
It looks
like a bar promotion thing because it's got a great vodka name on it.
Yeah.
So
it's
probably some.
They stole it.
Yeah. Probably so.
It's kind of cool if you could cover up the vodka brand
maybe
name.
Please, that's one of those things that your drunk friend's like, I dare you to take that tonight. I dare you to take that 2 a.m. someone.
Yeah, normally it's a salt shaker.
A terrible idea taking
that. Look cute on the right patio.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not dad's.
No.
Well, unless
maybe college patio.
Dad really loves vodka.
Maybe your dad's in college.
I got something.
Go ahead, Kelly.
All right, come on.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm finding the coolest stuff on Craigslist for Father's Day.
What
first, the chainsaw name logs.
I know. Uh-huh.
That was huge.
Yeah.
How about this? The Elvis Wowee animated musical bust, and it comes in the original box. He's only asking $200. This bust of Elvis, and it's like a Nips Up bust, it talks, sings, and moves.
Oh, wow.
Just like new, and they're going to part with it for $200. There's no negotiation. That is firm.
What songs?
I don't know, but they only used it a few times at car shows because they like to show their 65 Mustang out, so you have that in common with them.
Oh, okay.
Local pickup only. Man, that'd be kind of cool for the Elvis-loving dad.
Yeah.
Really is.
Elvis is great. I'm selective, Elvis, though.
I would like to see the actual movement.
See how, what,
yeah, I want to see what how he moves. And
I do, too.
Because like, they said he sings, so does his mouth move?
And it's just, like you said, from chest up, so none of the gyrating that Elvis used to do.
Yeah.
He was a gyrator.
Right?
My mom got an Elvis hits tape at the thrift shop once when we first moved to the U.S., and so I used to sing Elvis Presley in the shower when
Maybe
I was like
Kinsey
a little.
Kinsey should get this for you for Father's Day.
Yeah. Maybe I should
Good
get
memories.
That for Jerry Springer.
Yes.
You should get it for Jerry Springer, and he's a father.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is a father. Yeah,
look who's bringing the Craigslist Father's Day.
You, Kelly.
Kelly brought the Craigslist Father's Day. Don't forget about Dad this weekend. And don't get us ties.
Well, I mean, if you had
or socks.
Your dad a tie.
My daddy asks for socks.
I'll get my own socks.
He asks for socks for birthday, Christmas, Father's Day. My mama says don't get him any more socks. He has 5 million pairs of socks.
And there's some nice socks out there.
Yeah, there are some nice socks. Yeah,
there's
the funny socks are fine, but
they're
not the white ones. Don't get the white hanging ones.
I can only ever find one. Like, I can never find matching pairs. I can't. Where do they go?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Can you get your father drawers with something funny on them? You know, a funny saying. Like,
well, didn't your mother get you sexy drawers?
Yeah,
she did. She sure did.
That was weird.
All right, let's read our contestants.
No boundaries in your family.
Got $1,000 up for grabs right here with Beat Shazam. Wit, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, man. You got a cool voice.
Yeah. You have good music knowledge, Wit?
No, I'm pretty terrible at this, actually.
All right. Positivity going into the music game.
All right, here's how it works, Wit. I'm going to play you a song. When it cuts off, don't worry. That just means Shazam has identified it. I'll ask you to name the song and just give us the song title, and you'll win $1,000. Pretty simple, my man.
Okay.
Good luck, dude.
All right. Wit, here is your song. Name that song.
Oh my God!
You know this
I know
one.
It's by Justin Timberlake.
Wit! I know, man. It's
almost.
Tough. It's tough.
Sorry, Wit.
Because it's at the tip of your tongue, and then the buzzer sounds.
I wanted Wit to come through.
I know. All right, Wit. Have a wonderful weekend, man. Sorry about that. Let's move on here with Laurel. Hi, Laurel. Oh, I should hit the button.
Yes.
Hi, Laurel.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to call through, like, the entire time, like, for all week.
This is it. This is your moment.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
What was the secret to getting in there, Laurel? Just dialing a lot?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What was the secret to getting in? Just dialing a bunch?
Well, yeah. Actually, I'm at work, and me and my friend, my coach, we're
They're tag teaming.
Started using the phone. I used her phone. We just both used our phones.
All right. Okay, well, you got through, and your phone's starting to cut out, so we don't want that to happen here. We want you to win. So here is your song, Laurel. Go ahead, name that song.
Is it Bringing Sexy Back?
We need the actual song title. So that is incorrect. We need the exact song title. Those are the exact rules.
Like the TV show.
I'm
we need
sorry,
the exact
Laurel. I know. I got to be the stickler.
You talk to the law department up in here.
I got to be the bad guy when the bad guy is George because he does rules.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Laurel.
She's going to be crushed.
I know. It's crushing, but rules are rules.
Yep.
And we're taught the rules.
Yeah, you don't have to give us the artist.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Welcome. Now you get the shot at $1,000. I'll play you the song, and then you just give us the song title, the exact song title. Are you ready?
I am.
Here you go. Go ahead, go ahead, go
ahead. Go ahead. Is it Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
You just won $1,000.
Oh, my God. For real, I just won $1,000?
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with $1,000?
I have six kids, so I'm spending it on them.
Which one's your favorite?
None of them. They're all brats. I'm just kidding.
Spoken like a true mama right there.
Way to go, Laura. Congratulations on the 1,000.
Her name's Amanda.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank y'all.
All right.
All right, Amanda. Hold on for us, okay? Enjoy your $1,000 and your six bratty kids. Like the Brady Bunch over there.
Yeah, right.
We told you Jamie Foxx was going to be on the show.
Yes.
So we sent part-time Justin out to L.A. to interview the cast of Baby Driver. So who got along with part-time Justin better? Jamie Foxx or John Hamm or C. Neither?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin.
Oh, no.
Hello, hello, hello.
What did he just whisper in your ear?
We already figured something out that I think might make this a disaster.
Oh, I messed something up. That's whatever.
I get it. When you said a name, I was like, no, it's this. And he went,
oh, no.
I think it has to do with this interview of his you're about
to
hear.
It does, it does.
So Justin got to go to his first ever junket, right? This was your first junket?
Yes, first junket, and it was in L.A.
Right?
I got flown there.
And what junkets are, that this when movies are coming out, they typically get the stars of the movies all together at a hotel, usually.
Yeah.
And then you walk into a room with cameras, and you get to interview them for about 5 to 6 minutes.
Y'all, it's so stressful. It's nice because they put you in the nicest hotel, and you get unlimited food and drink, but then it comes time to interview them and it's so overwhelming.
It's like 4 minutes only, and then they're like, wrap it up, let's go, come on.
Sometimes they're all together,
and
sometimes they're just alone and
it's
not happy.
Horrible.
It is. It's so stressful. People sit off camera, and these strangers are all watching you.
It is so
and they give you numbers, like you have 1 minute
or
some,
sometimes
and people who are fans think this would be the biggest honor of my life. You just can't understand.
It's really
scary. It's so
it's
scary.
They'll be like, you're interviewing Matthew McConaughey. Oh, and by the way, the director is going
to
come in with him. And you're like, oh, but I didn't prepare
but
for
I
the director.
Yeah, no.
I didn't prepare for the director.
And
what
then the director's talking more than the star.
Right.
And then you're like, can you please be quiet? Because I came here for Matthew or something.
Did you feel prepared?
Oh, yeah. I was so prepared. I had written down some notes. Actually, my notepad is not here.
The movie you went to the junket for was Baby Driver. This is Jamie Foxx and Ansel Elgort.
Yes, Ansel Elgort, John Hamm, what's his name? He's in House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yes.
You interviewed him?
No, he wasn't there.
He's in the movie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
He was busy because he was preparing to host the Tony Awards.
That's what he was doing.
That's what he was doing. Oh, yes. But the first people I interviewed was Iza Gonzalez. I just found out that I called her Eliza during the interview.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was like, Eliza. I was like, I think I know this hot chick. And I think her name's E-I-Z-A. I think it's Iza.
Aza.
Well, now we know.
Well, I called her Eliza in the interview.
Eliza.
And then.
That's okay. Al just called our winner Amanda Laurel.
Yeah.
That happens.
Names happen.
And Lily James, who played Cinderella.
Okay.
Okay.
So they split the girls up. And
yes.
So you got to interview just the girls. Let's see how you did with the girls.
Y'all had one scene together, right?
I know,
but now you guys are here doing this press junket. And it was when Jamie Foxx wanted to go get some Cokes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you want to get food, and all I ordered was Cokes, right?
Yeah.
And that's a small
These
tip.
These folks need some Happy Meals. Some Happy Meals.
Have you guys ever waited before? Waited
I
tables?
Wish. I worked in a pub for a long time, but I never waited tables.
And you're from England?
Mm-hmm.
They include tip into the check,
Tipping's a whole different thing. I get very confused in this country because I panic about what you're supposed to tip.
Me too, and then in each state there's something different.
Yeah, you don't really, I mean, maybe it's because we're all miserly bastards, but we don't really have to tip very much in England.
So they always relate cars with boys. How different do you think the story would have been if they took Baby and turned it into a female role?
I think it would have been
so
cool.
Exciting.
It would be really interesting. You know, I think it would work just as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but not as well as this because this is the best.
No, it would be, like a great sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Be like second Baby Driver. But it would be great. I mean, I think that Edgar does a great job with like also balancing out female roles in the movie. Honestly, at the end of the day, it really shows how women are the push for men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the romance, how easy was it to flirt with them on screen? Because Eliza, you had John Hamm.
Yeah,
Ham.
I mean, you can't go wrong with John Hamm, can you? He was just, like, so fun to be around. So yeah. He makes you feel so comfortable that you just go
He carried
it.
That interview over there. He's I felt the so best. Comfortable. I just want to sit on his lap. all right. And now I want to play a game. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's called Sing It, Girl. And this is how it goes. Okay. You have, because it's, the movie's called Baby, we're going to go and try to sing songs with the word baby in them.
Okay.
Oh, so I'll go first. Huh. Baby, baby, oh.
Quit, no, hit me, baby, one more time.
My loneliness.
Okay, here we go. They call me a baby driver. I'm just saying,
oh, okay,
now.
You can go. Okay. Well, we got some time to figure this one out. Baby, I was born this way.
Oh, does she say that?
Yeah,
that
she song? Does.
Oh, God. Why? I'm so bad at this.
We can do a join.
Baby, I'm yours. Baby, I'm yours.
Oh, and now we I'm
baby,
gonna let her sing.
It's cold outside. Oh, wait, no, sing, oh, no, baby, continue singing the one
song.
Sing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ah, I love her voice. No, keep on going.
I got to go away. And then what, baby, it's you. You're the one I love.
You're the one I need.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for this interview. You guys have been great. Bye. Thank you. Enjoyed the movie. Loved it. It was great.
Thank
was
great. You.
The only caller.
Liked you.
That was great.
Thank
had fun.
You. I had played a game during it.
It's so nice of her not to even correct you when you said her name wrong. She just
no.
rolled with it.
That was great, Jess. So that was fun.
She's the girl that was hooking up with Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, she was.
She doesn't talk about that.
Right.
No. And
yeah, don't bring that up.
Did you bring it up?
No, I did.
Okay, good.
I didn't.
Who can
beautiful.
Blame him, though?
Yeah, she's
yeah,
hot.
Right? She's gorgeous, man.
How you going to play a game with them about singing baby songs when you have answers right in front of you?
I know.
You?
Cheater.
Cheater.
Well, I had to prepare so it could go longer because it would suck if that's it was right. if I was like, oh, that's the only song I knew. So then it's game over.
That's true. Yeah.
I was like, this is all I prepare for, y'all.
That was good.
Okay.
Right.
So the girls went well.
So the girls went well, and then the
what?
Next room was Jamie Foxx, Ansel Elgort, and John Hamm.
Oh.
I'm intimidated just hearing those
it's
names.
A
and,
lot.
Okay, so I'm there waiting for my turn, and they're like, hey, are you next, Justin? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, do you have a flight to catch? And I was like, yeah, it's at 7. And they're like, oh, 7. You got some time. Can you wait? And I was like, I guess so. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So they made me wait, and they put someone else in front of me. And they're
they
like,
had a flight to catch, maybe?
Yeah, and they go, this is going to be Jamie Foxx's last interview, the person who went right in front of me.
Oh, no.
And they looked at me, my eyes like open and my mouth dropped and they're like, you should have lied. This is Hollywood. This is where you're supposed to lie.
Here's the thing.
What?
Anytime they ask you
yes.
if your flight yeah. is, just say yes.
Just say yes.
Well,
always
now
say
you
yes.
gotta be selfish.
So then,
I got somewhere to be.
So then I finally get in there and I see all three of them and Jamie Foxx stands up and they're like, all right, Jamie Foxx, you gotta go. And I looked at him. I was like, Jamie Foxx, we were just about to play a fun game. You know, that singing game that we just played?
Yeah.
He looked at me dead in the eye like he was about to cut me and he was like, I gotta go. Took his jacket and just left.
No way.
Left me sitting there.
So he hates you.
Yeah, he just I gotta go.
What?
And just walked up and left.
No way.
And then they're like, you know what? We have to set up cameras and redo chairs and everything. So for 4 minutes, I'm sitting across John Hamm and Ansel Elgort, and I don't know what to say. I'm like, I'm supposed to interview you guys, but they're not talking to me. I'm not talking to them. So
you gotta save all your questions.
Yeah, I know. So right. It's 4 minutes of us just staring at each other.
Not even a how's it going or anything?
I just said hello, and I just looked at them, and then they looked at each other and then they just sipped on some coffee and it was just awkward.
Oh.
It was so awkward. Oh, it was so awkward. And then they're like, all right, we're ready for the interview. And then it got okay.
And then they got real charming like they were your
sure
old
did.
Buddies.
Wait, so, sure did.
So just to clarify, Jamie Foxx is not on this interview.
No, he's not. Jamie Foxx is not on the interview.
Are you heartbroken?
So mad. Yes, we have the game called Beaches Damn on this show because of him. And you couldn't even, I couldn't even interview him.
It's heartbreaking when a celebrity is mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was unintentional.
He wasn't mean, he was probably
but
just
when
being
he's
funny.
Like, I gotta go.
He was probably joking,
he's
right?
Joking.
When he said it, like, I got to
he's
go.
A comedian.
Well, because the way he looked at me, his eyes cut me. He was like, I gotta go.
But you tested.
Like, how dare I?
All right, well, let's hear how it went with John Hamm and Ansel.
Oh, wow, I can't wait.
No, Jamie Foxx, because Jamie hates Justin.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up, fam? How y'all doing?
How are you?
Good.
Very well.
Good. Okay, so I love the movie. It reminded me of Grand Theft Auto, where you kill a hooker, steal a car, and try to get as many stars as you can and run for the police. Have you ever played that game?
I've definitely played that game. Have you?
I play it all the time.
Yeah.
At least
what's your
once
favorite
a week?
Vice City?
No. The
San Andreas.
Five. No. I don't play the old ones. I play the new ones.
Brand new.
The latest.
You're ready to go.
The latest, the greatest.
Okay.
honestly, when I was reading the script, it's funny you bring that up because I was like, this is some Grand Theft Auto stuff. Like, yeah. This is like, if this was a GTA game with this storyline, it would be the greatest GTA game ever.
It would have been so good.
I bet we could get somebody out there in the community to do like a full-on GTA build that is like Baby Driver.
That would be epic. Right. I want to be in the next GTA game so badly as the lead
as
actor.
As your character running around.
No, not even as Baby.
Oh, yeah, you can play like as Baby. That'd be kind of cool.
I could, yeah, but that'd be a licensing thing. I just want to be in GTA. I don't care. Like, I just want to be in it. I want to be one of the dudes that you can run around with.
And you're running
away. I want to be in Donkey Kong, so that's how weird that is.
In the game, you're running away from police officers. When's the last time you've ever gotten a ticket?
Never.
What? Do you not have a driver's license?
I do. I don't get tickets.
Never speeding? No, nothing?
I always speed, but I don't get tickets.
I got pulled over once for having an expired tag on my car.
Did you try to talk yourself out of it?
I did, and I failed. I was like, I don't know what to say. My car's at lease. It should be up to date. And the guy's like, well, it isn't. And I was like, well, there we are. Guess I'll take that ticket, and I guess I'll go pay it.
Yeah. It sucks whenever you get a ticket.
It's the worst.
The soundtrack to this movie was so awesome and so cool. And you're sitting next to an artist with music, and Jamie Foxx also did music. What are some of your favorite songs of theirs?
Well, we had quite a few musicians on the film. It was nice to have so much music around, yeah. Not just the music that was playing while we were shooting, but every time we weren't shooting, Jamie was on the radio kind of dialing in some stuff or on his phone, dialing up some music. Ansel, the same thing. So it was it was great.
Do you have Ansel's music on your playlist, your workout playlist?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
You should put it on there, yeah. Bro.
No, I'm all right.
Dude, it's good.
I'm going to add it.
Add it. All
or
right.
Blame It by Jamie Foxx. Ain't that a good one?
I mean, yes.
Cat Feed the Goop.
I'm very familiar with it. Yes, but it's not. My workout playlist consists of absolutely nothing because I don't really work out. So.
And can we play one more? Can we play a game before we go with the song Baby?
His face.
So name a song that has, sing a song that has the word baby.
Baby, I'm a Star.
Yeah,
my song, You Can Count on Me. Baby, you can count on me.
All right, my turn. Oops, baby, baby, I did it again.
Baby,
no! Baby, hit me, baby, one more time.
There you go.
Go ahead.
What did I say?
It is so awkward.
Then there's a, oh no, baby, I dropped the baby. Baby drop. It's a great song. Baby drop. Baby drop. Ooh, baby drop.
Yeah.
Baby gonna drop the baby.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You all right. Him right.
Well, that's all. I gotta go. But,
thank you.
I know y'all want me to be here longer, but I gotta go.
That was good.
That
was
thank
good.
You, Kelly.
It seems that to me like good. You actually brought up something that no one else had based on Ansel's reaction to the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Connected.
That you connected. The danger is you ask something that's been asked 100 times.
Go watch the video at kidnation.com because Ansel the whole time is trying to take in Justin. He's like, what is this creature?
No
one was ready.
Well, he showed up. Spray tan and the blonde hair.
And you showed up with a huge hole in your pants.
And these, I know, I was trying to show him that knee. That knee was good. Not only, these were not the only stars that I met, though.
Could you?
So I stayed at the Four Seasons. They treat you right there.
Yes, they do.
And I saw Morgan Freeman.
Oh, really?
I know, he lives there.
Did you interview
No, uh-huh. No. I just saw him. I went, so I got to see God. So it was really cool. Basically. He just looked at me.
Yeah.
And then there's a football player here. His name is, he was just chilling at the bar, just drinking. What's his name?
It's, there's a thousand football players.
Like,
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, him. He was just chilling at the bar, just drinking, having a good time.
Good for you for recognizing a football
Dak Prescott. Player. I think that's him. Yeah, Dak Prescott.
Kind of tall?
Black?
That's like 90% of the NFL.
That's 70% of the league. So. Tall black dudes.
Yep.
So I enjoyed LA. Oh,
good.
It was so nice.
Good for you.
That weather, y'all.
And you maybe
weather.
Saw Dak Prescott. Maybe. Yes. We're not sure.
Well, I didn't shake his hand, but people were like, yeah, he's a Cowboy player. I was like, no, I'm from Dallas too.
Was it Zeke?
No, it was Dak. It was a 3-letter word, yeah.
So Dak or Dez, one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
All right.
We'll
good
figure
job,
it out. Buddy. That's
good
a mystery.
Job.
Thank you very much,
well
Big
done,
Al.
Guys.
Thank
Justin,
you.
That was great.
Oh, yes.
That was great. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, the video at kidnation.com if you want to check it out in the hilarity.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're wondering if Jenna was going to buy that one-piece bathing suit that makes you look like a hairy man, she is not.
Okay, like
I like things that are funny.
Yeah, but that's
but
a little too much.
I draw the line for my personal single self at gross.
Right.
At that gross, you know. It takes a lot of work for me to groom the hair. Why would I add faux hair?
Add some onto it. It's $45 to buy this one-piece suit.
And it makes the boobs look weird. Did you see Kelly Ripa wore it and came out on the show wearing it?
Yeah.
Ew.
It makes your chest look weird.
It's probably going to
be because it makes your chest look like a hairy man.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be a very popular Halloween costume.
That one?
Have you started thinking about your Halloween costume yet, Jeff?
Oh, Jenna's always thinking
about it. I'm on 2019 right now.
Yeah. Wow. You're that far ahead. Well done.
I mean, I'm kind of kidding, but yeah, I already have two things in mind for this year.
Okay. Yeah. I saw this thing about Milo Ventimiglia, who's from This Is Us. He plays Jack.
Yeah.
That's my favorite TV show. There's a scene that actually won an award, I think at the People's Choice Awards, where the son he adopted, Randall, is on his back, and he's at the dojo because he was trying to take him to a dojo where there's other black kids. And he's doing push-ups with the kid on his back. And it's a great scene. It's a great scene, and he's basically saying, I will always lift you up, and there's tears, people are crying. He was on Colbert. Is that how you say his name?
Are you starting your French Duolingo?
No, not yet, but I'm trying.
That would be right.
Colbert.
Married.
Colbert.
And he was talking about how many push-ups he did with the kid on his back. And this is what he said.
That day, I think I had 223 push-ups with Lonnie on my back.
What?
That's what the editors told me that day.
223 push-ups.
Wow.
With that kid on his back. That's a full-on kid.
Well, I would, if I were you, I would take that as a challenge.
Right?
Yeah, you got to do it till 24. Milo puts you to shame, huh? He's your dream man, dream dad on this show, right?
Like, I want to be him. I want to be him from the show. I want to be Jack.
Okay, we need to find a little...
Well, just do with Chloe and your other kid on your...
Kaysen. His name's Kaysen.
On your back.
Yeah?
And just do 224 this weekend.
Yep.
And I can take breaks, right?
Yeah, because they were...
He took
so
breaks.
I'm sure you got to lay down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
223.
You could do that in a day. If you did increments of like 50.
I wonder if I could do it with Kelly on my back.
No.
No? I probably could do 220.
I don't know. I wouldn't put myself in that position because all I can remember is the one time Alan tried to carry me out of the pool and his knees buckled beneath the weight. I will never put myself in that position again.
What happened?
We had been drinking a little.
You've rewritten this story. It was out of the pool?
We were coming out of the pool.
Uh-huh.
And he was you carry people around the pool and he's gonna take me, he's gonna carry me out of the steps and we went back in the water. He crumbled beneath my weight.
This weekend, actually, in Canada, is the Scandinavian, ask me why I know this, Scandinavian wife-carrying competition.
Have you seen how they carry them?
And I think it's just any kind of way, like over your shoulder.
Most of them go with the, upside down with the face on the butt.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. I would honestly think it'd be great to go,
Face to face.
No.
Legs wrapped around your waist.
The girl's knees are on the guy's shoulders. Her face is on his butt. So then you get sweaty butt smell.
Yeah, but then all the blood rushes to her head.
She'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'd be very uncomfortable. And I would think aerodynamic purposes, it wouldn't be beneficial.
Well, if you do win, you win your wife's weight in beer.
Oh, well, there's your motivation.
There you go.
Well, it's just doing something, part of something.
They do these competitions in all over the world, and they have a big culmination of them.
What's the distance about that they get up with this?
Golly, I wish
is
I
it had
it's bit news,
day?
Jenna. Don't ask questions. News.
Would make a huge difference if it was a fun run,
a sprint.
That's a full on thing.
Yeah.
So if Al did it now, he'd get zero beer.
Dr. X, girlfriend.
Thanks a lot, JC, bringing that up.
Yeah, I know.
Made it a whole
week.
Well,
I'm catching people up, though. No.
Mm. Made it a whole week.
All right.
You made a whole week, buddy. It's been 1 week.
One week today.
At this time last week.
Yeah, one week today. Yeah.
You feeling good, though? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, the good part, not good part, there's no good part, but.
I asked Al this morning back by the coffee because I feel like I've been wanting to check on him. And so I'm like, Al, how are you doing? I've been trying to be really cognizant of it because, he wasn't there for me when I went through something similar. And he goes, I'm Marv. I go, you're Marv. And I'm thinking to myself, is he really just abbreviating Marvelous?
He sure did.
At 5 a.m. I'm Marv. Okay.
Maybe that's his alter ego. Marv.
Yeah, I'm actually Marv.
Marv Al Mack.
I'm Marv.
Since she doesn't live here and we didn't you know, see each
other.
It's
not part of your habit.
It's not, it's, you know, it's just not as different as
your life hasn't changed that much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like there, you have adjusted to kind of being alone.
You got eased into it a little bit because she moved away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that helped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing changed.
Well, I mean, phone calls kind of changed.
I'm Marv.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.